Attention, an activity of the sacred fire. The faculty of your attention is an activity of the sacred fire, a power delegated to your use for the enrichment of your nature, to increase your capacity to serve God and man. Your attention then is one flame of that sacred fire, and if you visualize it as such, you can direct it with tremendous results towards your own God self, to any cosmic or ascended being, or any place in the solar system from whence you desire assistance, illumination, peace, or healing. That flame of your attention, being part of the sacred fire, connects immediately with the object to which it is directed. It forms a definite contact with all conscious substance, feeling, and power of the being toward whom you have sent the beam of your attention. If you were to turn the beam of your attention into the physical sun, and spend individual 30 minutes or so just contemplating the perfection that is there, they would ride back over that beam light particles, which would renew and rebuild your inner and outer vehicles into perfect health, vitality, and well-being. When the Master's attention is upon you, he is using the sacred fire. His attention is drawn to you the instant you think of him. Therefore, you have the sacred fire in action during the time of your contemplation. This forms a perfect connection over which his gifts and substance may ride. If you will experiment with this, you will be amazed and delighted at the physical and emotional results and relief that such treatment will bring. The Master treats not only the physical but the inner vehicles, sweeping off into the sacred fire the heavy substance in the emotional vehicle particularly. If you could visualize sheets of flame passing through the emotional vehicle in soft, delicate pink and gold, you would find the ease and peace that would make the acceptance of physical assistance much easier than when you are taut and tense, which often happens in personal application. Mind like a mirror. Examining the emotional bodies of my chelas, who now have an understanding of the cosmic law beyond the point of theory, I find, by checking and balancing the mental and emotional bodies one with the other, that there is little belief that the hopes of the heart and mind may become fact. This shows a little discrepancy in the application of the earnest chela, for the various vehicles should work together, as does a team of horses, following the desired God design of perfection into the physical substance of the earth plane, and thus release the manifestation prayed for and desired by the heart. The mind is like a mirror in which is reflected the beauty and goodness of the world around you, which you have seen and accepted as part of God's glorious kingdom. The mind was created to be impressed upon the I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self with that part of the divine plan which should manifest at a specific moment. Often when the outer mind has received an inner God impression, the intellect says, it is impossible. Therefore, you have an almost constant rejection of that part of God's kingdom which is ready to manifest in the physical appearance world. The Holy Christ Self has the entire blueprint of the life stream, or as you call it, the divine plan. The major duty of the Holy Christ Self is to produce the divine plan through the individual life stream. When the chela has purified his vehicles through the violet transmuting flame, portions of the divine plan are released for the benefit of the individual and the world at large. Some individuals have received great and beautiful visions for their country and for the future world, but for the most part, because of certain weaknesses in holding the God vision, they have failed to bring these into manifestation. Hold the vision, that perfection in which there is no selfish intent. Seize on the inner vision, dear ones, and make the application without tension but with intensity, until that which you have gazed upon within your heart is manifest as easily as we choose to manifest flowers on the earth's surface. Thoughts are things. Energy forms pictures. Every utterance makes a picture at inner levels. If you speak the word book, immediately there is outpictured the type of book you had in mind. each person who speaks the word book sends forth a different pattern, for the externalization is made up of the energy of the transmitter, carrying the pattern of his electrons. If an individual has a chalice, a flower, or any of the myriad forms which are the electronic pattern of his energy, that pattern will compose the form of the uttered expression. Now we know that the mental vehicle formed the picture, but it was the feeling or emotional vehicle which actually propelled it forth. Thought must be coupled with feeling in order to express, since the form which is sent forth is clothed in the feeling of the sender. If there is anything of an inharmonious or destructive nature in the expression, that will add to the mass entity of imperfection. For there is no separation. Each seeks its own level, good or otherwise. Perhaps you can now better understand why we continually admonish you to hold the harmony and clothe your energy in pure divine love, so that there will not be all manner of tiny patterns flowing into the universe which add to the accumulation or imperfection which you and we of the spiritual hierarchy are devoting our energies to remove from this earth. Remember, thoughts are things.